the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 227. From whence this fear and unbelief? Hast thou, O Father, put to grief thy spotless Son for me? And will the righteous judge of men condemn me for that debt of sin which, Lord, was charged on thee? Hymn 227.
And this fear and unbelief. together for the most holy word of God, Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him, and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honourable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, and when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to him that bade him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbours, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, It is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father and his and mother and wife and children, and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. Most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, once again thou hast spared us, lengthened out our time here upon the earth to gather once again in this little corner of thy vineyard. Yes, thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve. And blessed be God, we're still upon praying ground, and the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And all that might be each found amongst that poor and needy, those that have been brought to feel their need. They've been humbled under thy mighty hand. Thou hast taken out that heart of stone and given that heart of flesh and those new and living desires. And what a mercy, if it has been so, that we might be found in thy courts this night with, give me Christ or else I die. Lord, as thou dost look upon the heart, thou knowest yet those that perhaps have no more than a form. Lord, do deepen that work, we plead. And may they know what it is yet to smite upon their breasts and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But, O Lord, as we're found in thy courts, is it not that place where often it is so through the foolishness of preaching? Not always, but often, for thou hast designed it so through the foolishness of preaching. And as thou dost thrust this one and that one out upon the walls of Zion, oh, it is not in their own strength. It is as thou dost enable them to go unto the Gentiles to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And oh, there might be this night, oh, there's that living desire, that thou wouldest speak the word only, that thou wouldest manifest thyself in love and mercy, that they might feel that application, that precious blood. Oh, that they might see it sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of their heart. For, O Lord, we read, do we not, in those days when the Passover was instituted, and there was that sacrifice made, and the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of their dwellings. And all thou didst say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, to be found sheltering under that precious blood. Oh, to be found washed every whit and made clean in that precious blood. Oh, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All that might be our desire. Yes, we have many desires and things which are lawful here below. But oh, to be brought to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness, and prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. So, Lord, we plead, do remember each in their varied and various stations of life and positions, Lord, and the various circumstances. And oh, how varied those circumstances are between one and another, from the young ones through to those in the midst of life and those in the even time of life. But, oh Lord, may there be that casting, that burden upon thee, their cares, roll their troubles before thee at the throne of grace, the mercy seat. And may it please thee that thou wouldest undertake for them and manage all by the way unto the end. And may each one prove, whatever their age, that the government of all their affairs rests upon thy shoulder. Oh, and they may have some hard cases, difficulties that seem, to themselves, insurmountable, things too hard. But is there anything too hard for thee? Oh, is there not help laid upon one that is mighty? Oh, may each one prove it so. There is that one that is mighty, the creator of all things, and by whom are all things. And truly, may there be the proving that there is that one in the midst of all their cares and trials, that one that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity. Oh, that one that is able to sustain them, support them, strengthen them, encourage them, and bring them through. Oh, how often we find, is it not, there are those times, many times of weeping, and many times of sorrow, and times we have brought him to this, how can I ever take my harp down from the willows? It seems the song of praise seems to be far from us. But, O Lord, we read in thy word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, Lord, we plead for those that feel to be bound and shut up and in a dark place, tried and troubled on every hand, pressed sore, the adversary at their right hand to resist them. Oh, they might prove, yes, there is that good shepherd and bishop of their souls that has said, and blessed be God, we have that promise. Oh, some of us have proved it to be a very present help in our troubles. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Ah, that shepherd that goes before his sheep and he lead them forth for that right way. Oh, that path, that trouble, that trial is not unknown to thee. Ah, not unknown to thee. Oh, those temptations in the midst of it all, not unknown to thee. Oh, what a mercy there is, that one that is able to succour and strengthen, and a very present help in trouble. Oh, at times we feel, yes, as it were, brought to the ends of everything, even to the end of the earth. But oh, that one, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, that one that truly is able. Ah, oh, and have not some us proved it so? The God of all comfort and the Father of mercies. So we plead for each and every one. But do remember once again the dear young friends. We see the babes in arms and those that are growing up and those going on into life. Lord, do remember them in this dark and evil day. Lord, we tremble for them. But ah, thou dost reign. And if they are found amongst those inhabitants of Zion, oh, what a mercy to be found sheltering under thy shadow. Oh, to be found in that place, ah, kept as the apple of thine eye. Oh, may it please them, might be so. And so, Lord, we plead for them. Keep them in the hour of temptation. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. Keep them close to thee. Oh, we do find, do we not, this? Our hearts and our minds are prone to wander. Prone to wander. Prone to be turned aside. Oh, how solemn it is, but our old nature sometimes gets the better of us. But Lord, we plead for the young. In that hour of temptation, may they prove kept by the power of God. Kept by the almighty power. And so, Lord, do remember them and go before them in their pathway of life, and especially as they have those things which, yes, as they go into young manhood and young womanhood, yes, I have to venture to labour for meat which perisheth. Lord, undertake for them in their employments. Lord, we live in a day when, how solemn, but many places now they treat the Sabbath day as the same as any other day of the week. But Lord, go before those which are of tender heart and mind and conscience. Make a way for them in those paths of life. And oh Lord, do shut the mouths of lions. Perhaps they feel, yes, in that way, burdened to speak, as they may have many fears, and they speak that which, troubles them. They fear the frowns of men, and they fear the roaring lions. But, O Lord, do shut the mouths of lions, and may it please thee. Oh, thou canst move even the heart of man, subdue the heart of man, even in his wickedness. Oh, perhaps when they might think, oh, this one or that one will rise up. The anger is, they fear that. Oh, but Lord, thou art able. Oh, and as thou didst shut the mouths of lions, even in the day of Daniel. Oh, in the day of Daniel, they couldn't consume him. They couldn't lay their mouths upon him. Oh, may it please, they might prove likewise. But Lord, do remember them. Remember once again, parents, there are many burdens that lay upon them, and more so in our day. Lord, and especially when, how solemn is the day, but evil is called good and good is called evil. The law is slacked. Man under the law can practice those things which are an abomination in thy sight. And these thoughts are thrust upon us by government laws and policies. Lord, remember parents then when they counter, they have to counter these things which no doubt their young will come across or even be taught. Lord, give them that to speak. Give them that to speak, and when they're unable to speak, or their young charges, yes, may it be sealed upon their hearts as thy word. And Lord, we would then plead for them. And do remember those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day, whether it is the young ones, housewife and mothers in the home, those in their workplaces, the business life, and all the cares that are part of everyday life. Lord, go before each one and manage all their affairs. Lord, and as we pleaded, I believe, this morning, but oh, how often we find, yes, thou dost cause this, perhaps this or that to come. Thou dost raise a stormy wind, and we find we're tossed and turned about on the sea of life. And perhaps we wonder where the scene will end. But, O Lord, may it please, it might bring us again and again, like we read in Psalm 107, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. For thy word declares, thorns also and thistles. Yes, through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom, and as a proving of it is a not. But oh, do we not also prove the loving kindness of the Lord? That psalm, precious psalm it is it not? And the psalmist declared, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, what a mercy when we by faith view it and see it, and we acknowledge the goodness of our God. We put the crown upon thy head. We sing that song of praise. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lord, do remember those in the even time of life. Lord, we think of one another throughout the hills of Zion. Some thou hast favoured with many years in their pilgrimage here below. And now, O Lord, they find not just weakness of the body, and some it is also of the mind. Lord, we feel for them, we plead for them. Oh, to be their remembrancer. Oh, bring to their remembrance from time to time all the words which thou hast spoken unto them, and satisfy them with thy goodness. Oh, grant them those fresh tokens of thy love and thy mercy. And so we plead for them, and do give them that strength sufficient for each day. Although they feel the mud-walled cottage shake and the grasshopper becomes a burden, Lord, may they truly prove again and again, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And once again, afflicted ones, thou knowest, perhaps there are those that are unable to get to thy courts, and those unable, some in their own homes or in hospitals. Lord, the afflicted, and the varied afflictions, and some walk in deep paths of affliction. Lord, do sanctify the path, and may it yet prove to be amongst those all things that work together for good to them that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. Oh, we have to prove this, do we not, in affliction. We don't like it. Ah, we don't like it. Our old nature doesn't like it. But oh, sometimes we prove that faith approves it well. And truly it's been unto some of us. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. When we proved in affliction's path the blessing of the Lord which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. And we've been able to say we could kiss the rod. We can come with the psalmist and say, it was good that I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But, O Lord, thou knowest that in and of ourselves we cannot. We cannot. We're not submissive. But, oh, make submissive in the day of thy power. Make willing in the day of thy power to be able to say, Lord, do what seemeth thou good. Only lead me forth for the right way. Or to fall into the hands of our heavenly potter. Or that one that will fashion us in that way. Yes, make that one as that vessel fit for the master's use. Lord, do then remember those in their afflictions. Bless the means used for their good. May it please thee. Ah, they might in due time thou wouldst raise them up to that measure of health and strength, if it could be thy will. But Lord, remember those also that look on, loved ones. Perhaps they feel so helpless. Ah, perhaps at times they feel, well, how can we speak a word of comfort? Ah, may they also prove my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, when, yes, in that time of need, they likewise prove that bounty of thy grace, of thy love and thy mercy. Oh, that can sustain them and strengthen them. Ah, oh, Lord, do remember those that look on, those that care for them. And so we plead, do remember thy one true church. As we gather here, yes, but also the little hills of Zion, throughout this land and throughout the earthly ball, we see, do we not, a rising up of false religions and false gods. We see a rising up of atheism, secularism, all those isms and schisms that seem to rise up against true godliness. But all thou dost reign, do subdue our enemies, we plead. And, O Lord, as we gather even this night, we thank thee that we can gather without the fear of man or authority. But there are those nations where it is not so. They have to find those places to meet. Perhaps go up into the hills or into the caves or into the woods. Lord, thou knowest. But do remember them, we plead. Oh, do draw near and comfort them. And, O Lord, may it please they might know thy abundant blessing and thy abundant favour resting upon them. But, Lord, remember and remember thy true church. But we thank thee that we can gather this night without the fear of man or authority. Maintain this privilege to us, we plead. And so, Lord, we plead. We plead as regards the little hills of Zion. Strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And, O Lord, may it please thee. Oh, there might be yet many sinners awakened round. Oh, the vicinity round about here and the little hills of Zion. Awaken many sinners round to come and fill the place. May come even into thy courts. With us, sirs, we would see Jesus. And so, Lord, we plead, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die, and all that might see once again a building up of Zion, a turning once again unto thee. So we plead to break men's hearts. Ah, work mighty in the hearts of the nation. Lord, thou knowest where thy people are, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ah, from every nation, kindred and tongue, hasten that time, we plead, when they shall know that call, when they shall hear that voice, the voice of the shepherd, that voice of the shepherd that calls them out, calls them out of nature's darkness and brings them into that light and the liberty of the gospel. Remember us also as a land and nation. What a state in which we're found. Confusion, utter confusion. And, O Lord, we have to confess this. We wonder where the scene will end. We thought things were bad a little while ago, and it seems things get worse. Lord, do appear for us, and out of this utter confusion, do yet bring about order, that thy name should have all the praise. Ah, that it might be to the joy and rejoicing of thy people. But Lord, do work in the hearts of those that have the authority over us. May they seek counsel of thee. May they seek counsel of thee. Lord, we plead that it might be so. Subdue enemies within and enemies without. But, O Lord, we are in all these things, enable us to say, thy will be done. Ah, thy will be done. But, Lord, do remember us as a guilty, guilty land. And certainly we do not deserve the least of thy mercies. But we would plead, even as Abraham pleaded for those cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. If 50 righteous will be found, wilt thou spare this city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. And he is enabled by faith to plead again and again, even down to 10. And, O Lord, hear the cries of the remnant. And we verily believe there is a remnant. But, oh, stir us up, that we might cry more earnestly. Oh, how complacent we can become. Oh, how solemn it is, but we can soon become very complacent. But, Lord, stir us up. And if it could please, he do appear for us. And turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Do remember, then, those that have the rule over us. We are exhorted to pray for them. And remember the Queen and the royal family. Thou hast spared her these many years upon the throne. Preserve and keep her from dangers. Those would, seek, if they could, to endanger her life. But, Lord, watch over her and do work mightily in her heart and her consort and the rest of the royal family, if it could please thee. That which is more than notion, something known and felt. Oh, that she might yet be, yes, the monarch of this nation, but found as a beggar poor, at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Oh, to be found even acknowledging, oh, what wounds, what hath sin wrought, wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Ah, with that need, that thou wouldest pour in the oil and the wine of the gospel, that thou wouldest grant that salvation unto her. Lord, the work is thine, and the power is thine. And so, Lord, we plead, do make one with us now. And where others gather in thy name this night, make one with them. And thy servants, Lord, we plead, that it might be a thus saith the Lord. And, O Lord, we plead then, do make one, condescend to break the bread of life unto us. And, O Lord, thou knowest where the captives are that long to be freed. Thou knowest where there are those that truly wait daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. O, do yet grant that command. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. They might be brought yet into the sweet liberty of the gospel, to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold, the way to God. Make one with us then, we plead. Do us each good, send none empty away. So we plead then, pardon and forgive our many, many sins, our often failings, and our constant shortcomings, and where we failed in our asking, do be pleased and make up in giving. We plead for Christ's sake. And his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 123. Blood has a voice to pierce the skies. Revenge, the blood of Abel cries. But the dear stream, when Christ was slain, speaks peace as loud from every vein. Hymn 123.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, and read the last clause of verse 22. "And yet there is room." The whole verse reads, "And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room." As I sat in the vestry this morning, pondering over the labours in the Lord's name this day, and even in that manner, wondering what even to speak from come the evening hour. And these words dropped in a moment. And there yet is room. As we spake this morning as regards Noah in that day, yes, in his day and generation, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord amongst all those wicked men upon the earth. There was that wrought in him savingly. And as Almighty God, yes, declared what he would do as regards those living upon the earth, except for that, those few that will be gathered into that ark with Noah. And there was that instruction given unto Noah, was a not perfect instruction. And no doubt, yes, as we perhaps consider these things even in a natural way, men in our day would not know how to build such a thing on such a vast scale. No doubt it was bigger than anything that had ever been constructed in Noah's day. And so he had, as it were, nothing of man's wisdom to go on. Perhaps only that rudimentary way, in a simple way. But our Almighty God gave instruction unto Noah in that perfect way to build that perfect vessel for that which Almighty God was purposed to do, to save a remnant. Save that remnant, yes, of mankind, but also in that way for man's provision, if we can put it in that way, of those beasts which were taken into the ark. For that day when Almighty God would cause the waters to abate, and then they would once again descend out of the ark. But in that perfect way, there it was done. Noah did that. And that time came. A time came when he was commanded to go in. The Lord shut him in. A place of safety, as we said this morning. How solemn a place it must have been for those that were left on the outside, perhaps still mocking him. No doubt were mocking him, laughing him to scorn. Yes, perhaps even throwing in his face much of what he had said. We know not, but knowing what wicked men are, knowing what our own heart would be like. But when those waters descended, and the deeps were broken up. No doubt they would have gone to the highest parts of the ground they could find. And but we read it even came over by those certain distance and depth above even the highest point. No place of refuge, no place of shelter, no place of safety, but death. Death and destruction. And so as we said this morning, the door was shut. The door was shut. As we said this morning, Noah didn't shut that door, but the Lord God Almighty shut him in. And that covenant of grace, that plan of salvation, it has nothing to do with man. Nothing to do with man. For it is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is that gift of God. But that work of grace, that covenant, all in all things and sure. That does it not speak of that? That which was yet to come to save that remnant from that eternal wrath, to redeem them from the hand of the enemy. To redeem them from the hand of the enemy. That purchased possession by his own blood, the shed blood of a precious Christ, the Lamb once slain. And so, as we read even this evening, yes, that chapter there, but especially as we read, do we not? How solemn it is with man. We can put off, we think we have something more important to do. Something more important to do, that is what we are by nature. Day after day, we can put things off. Yes, especially as regards our latter end. By nature, we don't want to think about it. But that day must come. A day must come. When we shall likewise have to appear before the judge of all the earth. When we shall have to answer for the deeds done in the body. And some of us, we know of a truth, we have much that we mourn over and been brought to see as the Spirit has ransacked every corner of our heart. That certainly we come in guilty. Yes, there was a time when we were not. Things of this life, they attracted us more. No doubt it was it not, with those, as we read of them, with one consent, began to make excuse. First said, I bought a piece of ground, I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. The excuses of our old nature. That which certainly the adversary, the devil, whatever keep uppermost in our minds, in our thoughts and in our desires. But oh, what a mercy if we should be found amongst these others. And so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly. Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. Bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. We found amongst them, what a mercy indeed. If you and I, young, in the midst of life or old, have been brought there. Yes, as that beggar poor, as we said in prayer, it must be so, the beggar poor. At mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. And do we not read? Yes, I turned to it quickly before we left to come back to the house of God this evening. When Almighty God said unto John's disciples when he was shut up in a prison, was he not? Art thou the Christ? Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? But those things that the Lord said, and it ended with this, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. Poor sinner, the day of grace has not ended. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. You're still upon praying ground. The hymn writer came to my mind. Yes, that hymn, and I looked it up. That hymn of Gadsby, 627. There's a one here this night, perhaps after those things of the morning. Yes, I believe we closed or drew toward the close, and we spake even concerning those five and the wise and the five foolish virgins. And those foolish, yes, their oil ran out and they had no more in the vessels. They went to buy. And ere they came back, the bridegroom had appeared, invited those in, the wise, and the door was shut. The door was shut. Ah, and perhaps your conscience so troubled you. Yes, I am a beggar poor. I have need of mercy. Ah, blessed be God if it is so. That hymn of Gadsby's, as I said, it came to my mind. I went and looked up in the line by line. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow does he wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. Come just as thou art, with thy woe. Yes, those others we spoke of in that parable, there are other things which seem to them more important, things of this life. The cares of this life are those things which satisfy the carnal heart. But all that one brought, even like those Greeks of old, into the courts of the Lord, sirs, we would see Jesus. Come just as thou art, with thy woe, fall down at the feet of the Lamb. He will not, he cannot say go, but surely will take out thy stain. A fountain is open for sin, and thousands its virtues have proved. He'll take thee and plunge thee therein, and wash thee from filth in his blood. As we said regarding that which was commanded unto Noah to build, the perfection of it. Ah, what perfection there is. Ah, in Christ. Ah, in Christ. That place of safety. What perfection. And my mind went hither and thither for a while. But as I turned this way and that way there, my mind also went to this. As regards Christ, speaking of Christ, that one, the priest after the order of Melchizedek. As we read in Hebrews chapter 5, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son. Yet he learned, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being perfect, being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Perfection. Poor sinner, yes, tried by the adversary, tempted that you're beyond that salvation. There is something perfect in that plan to satisfy the worst of sinners. One who knew no sin, spotless, undefiled, but in that plan of salvation, took upon himself not the nature of angels, but a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin. Made under the law. Made under the law, poor sinner. Yes, all your sins, yes. The law testifies against them. But this one made under the law and came in the fullness of time to fulfill that law. Ah, perfection it was. And we read, do we not, as regards the eternal Son, and I may have spoken of it before, but unto this poor sinner, when I felt such a burden of sin, the Lord drew near in this way, with these words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him, my beloved Son." Ah, poor sinner. Yes, and the hymn writer put it, I turned to a hymn that a part of it came to my mind, but it speaks of that plan of salvation. Love, bound up in eternal love. That which was wrought out in eternity past, it wasn't an afterthought. Almighty God knew that man would sin. What a plan it was. As regards even Noah, what a plan it was. Perfect. It saved that remnant. Save them from those rising waters where all others perished. Oh, love. Beyond conception. Ah, what a mercy if you're bound up in this. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And that love goes back to eternity past. And Almighty God knew that man would fall. There was that need of a salvation. And where was it to be found? Not in any other man by natural generation, such as you and I, for we all come from the loins of Adam, conceived in sin, shapen in iniquity. But one verily God, verily man. Yes, the mystery of godliness, and how man tries to delve into that. But what a blessing indeed if we can come even to that where we see by faith one, yes, the eternal Son came to do his Father's will. And all that the Father given me shall come to me. Not one shall be left out, not one shall be lost. That perfect plan, that perfect salvation. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Consider that, poor sinner. Certainly nothing in you or I to please the Father or to give the Creator delight, as the hymn writer put it. Nothing. But love beyond conception, great, that formed the vast, stupendous plan, where all divine perfections meet, to reconcile rebellious man. Their wisdom shines. What wisdom? Ah, what wisdom. Saw it in those days of Noah. What wisdom. But ah, what wisdom as regards salvation's plan. Their wisdom shines in fullest blaze, and justice all her rights maintains. Astonished angels stoop to gaze. What mercy o'er the guilty reigns. What mercy o'er the guilty reigns. Yes, mercy reigns, and justice too. In Christ they both harmonious meet. Ah, we read, do we not, in Zechariah's prophecy, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. Bore the sword of divine justice, due to that wretched, ruined race, that, oh yes, that remnant of that wretched, ruined race. Ah, the elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Bride, his church, a number that no man can number. Yes, mercy reigns. That sword of divine justice, he bore it. And oh, when you consider Christ and his sufferings, and it does us good to consider from time to time, when we think upon him, consider him, that so suffered, bled and died. And we read of him, do we not? In the Garden of Gethsemane, how he fell down to the ground and sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, and cried out, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But in that plan, that vast, stupendous plan, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. Divine justice. When hung upon the accursed tree, the hiding of his father's face. Well, if it hadn't been for that poor sinner, truly, what should it have been? What is our due deserts? Be cast out forever, shut out forever. Yes, on the one hand, that place of outer darkness, but that place where the worm dieth not, and the flame is not quenched. But oh, he cried out there, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why hast thou forsaken me? Well, had he not cried out thus and felt it, yes, in his humanity, felt it in the sinner's room, place, and stead? Ah, our just desert, certainly, to be forsaken forever, to all eternity, shut out, no hope. But ah, endured the cross, despise the shame. Ah, yes. And then with his dying cry, cried out, it is finished. Ah, a finished work. The law satisfied. In every jot and tittle, no payment can't be demanded the second time. It's all satisfied. A finished work. A perfect salvation. Yes, mercy reigns, and justice too. In Christ they both harmonious meet. He paid the justice paid to justice all its due. Now he fills a mercy seat. Ah, the door of mercy. Well, we read, do we not, in Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. Ah, there are some that did not believe in the resurrection. Well, certainly. Ah, some as we verily can see, they were certainly of all men most miserable and would be. For without the resurrection, then our hope is vain, our preaching is vain. There is no salvation of the soul. But ah, the grave could not hold him. The grave could not hold him. Ah, yes, remained in that tomb until that time. Ah, yes, no man taken my life from me. But he laid it down, was able to take it up again. Conquering death, hell and the grave. Ah, and now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and intercedes for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. See, yes, mercy reigns and justice too in Christ, though both harmonious meet. He paid to justice all its due, and now he fills a mercy seat. Ah, poor sinner. As we said, the day of grace has not ended. The door of mercy is not closed. Ah, and as we read in our word, for our text, there yet is room. And yet there is room, poor sinner. Ah, yes, that one went out, did as his Lord commanded. Ah, went about the streets and the lanes, brought in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And yet there is room. Brings my mind to that which, oh, how was often burdened indeed, those years ago, until brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel, until the Lord brought that word to set this poor prisoner free. Used to watch those that gathered around the table. Oh, and the old abbess used to say, well, yes, you're outside of the secret. Yes, your sins. Ah, look at them. Look at your heart. Sin beyond that day of grace. Outside of the secret. But all. One of the Lord's servants often used to quote this. When drawing toward the close of the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. And yet there is room. Yet there is room. Ah, the word goes on here, does it not? And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Compel them. Ah, you may have the adversary at your right hand to resist, but all the word here, compel, and is not the word of the Lord. As we read of it in Matthew's gospel, ah, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Come unto me. Ah, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Ah, do you long for that rest, poor sinner? Long for that rest. Ah, the word also declares, oh, yet be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them. Ah, and this poor sinner, those years ago, how we had to plead again and again. Yes, there are those incursions, and there yet is room. And there is yet room. Ah, but we have to be brought to this place, compelled to come in. And the Lord said unto the servant, go. Oh, you found in that far off place. Yes, fearing to presume. On the one hand, yes, your sins testify against you. Well, what a mercy. You know that you're poor. You acknowledge you're poor and amongst the maimed and the halt and the blind. You're amongst those that have a need. Go out into the highways. His Lord commanded and said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Ah, does it suit you, poor sinner? Yes, on the one hand, as we said just now, fearing to presume, and on the other, an adversary. Ah, as we said just now, that word of the Lord, come unto me. That's the same chapter in which I quoted those words, was it not? Where the Lord spake, that we spoken unto John. And the gospel, the poor have the gospel preached unto them, but always. Also was spoken, was it not, when John inquired, did he not? Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Ah, perhaps you've heard many a gospel sermon over many years. Ah, yes, on the one hand, unbelief. On the other hand, yes, you feel to be shut up like John. But the disciples went, who were commanded to go unto him. Jesus answered and said unto those, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. The poor. That comes back to that, but the time has nearly gone. It comes back to that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, where we read, is that not the gospel preached? It was to that Ethiopian eunuch. Where we read at the end, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. As we said, that perfect salvation, that plan, wrought out in eternity past. Ah, we live in gospel days. There is a record of it. And we walk by faith likewise and not by sight. We have the gospel before us. But sometimes we're like John. Find John. Ah, yes, even John. We read of John when he was yet in his mother's womb. He leapt, did he not, at the salutation of Mary. Yet he was in that place there, sin be shut up, unable to come forth, unbelief. But no doubt when it was made known unto John, it was to the joy and rejoicing of his soul, and like it was to that Ethiopian eunuch, when Philip expounded unto him a precious Christ. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. But is this verse has often been a sweet verse unto my poor soul. He shall see the travail of his soul. The sin bearer, the one that bore the iniquity of many. May you, poor sinner, see your sins laid upon that spotless lamb. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. Ah, there is yet room. As we said, the day of grace has not ended. The door of mercy is not closed. Venture on him. Venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. Ah, may you be able to go into the closet, pour out your heart before the Lord. Ah, and plead even this word. Oh, there is yet room, thy word declares it. May I be found bound up in Christ. Ah, may I be found clothed with that robe that he hath wrought, that spotless, seamless robe. That, oh, when the day of judgment comes and I have to appear before the judge of all the earth, ah, that place of perfect safety, whereby it will be this, 'tis he. 'Tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. Ah, and that one that so, yes, in that without the shedding of blood there can be no remission of sin. This poor sinner, oh, I trust it was so, I verily believe it was so, brought into the sweet language of irons in that last hymn in our hymn book, when the Lord brought out of that bondage, that place, prison house. Oh, and I trust brought into that banqueting house where his banner over me was love. Oh, may it yet be your portion, poor sinner, when you can come with the last hymn, what sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt, when I a bondman stood, and has my soul at freedom set. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood? Nor lets one guilty blemish stay, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good? And from the curse has set me free, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme, what theme my soul shall best employ? Thy heart before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Ah, this poor sinner, those years ago, I trust it was, brought that language of that hymn was so sweet to my soul. Ah, and there is yet room. And there yet is room. The Lord, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. The Lord said unto his servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £835, and yesterday for Oakington Chapel Building Repair Fund, £1,722, for both of which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Wells will preach on Tuesday evening. There will be a prayer meeting for the nation on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock with an address by Mr. Jonathan Buss, who also will, God willing, preach for us next Lord's Day and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And there will be a church meeting on Monday the 4th of November. Let us close with hymn 928. Thou sinners advocate with God, my only trust is in thy blood, thou all-atoning Lamb, the virtue of thy death impart, speak comfort to my drooping heart, and tell me all thy name. Hymn 928.
To bless that which is of thee. Thou knowest every aching heart. Thou knowest those that desire thee. Oh, may it please thee. Oh, do hasten that time when thou wilt speak the word, that thou wouldest make known unto them the joy of thy salvation. Ah, that sweet assurance in measure that thou bound up in Christ, in what thou hast brought in the sinner's room, place, and stead. Oh, may it yet be revealed to them as their hope of glory. Their hope of glory. Ah, and may they prove yet, whilst in this vale of tears, that one that, yes, in that provision, like it was with Noah, provision there, both in those that natural way, one, a God of providence and a God of grace. Oh, that one that will bring through this life and bring home to glory at last, safely landed. Do be pleased to Bless, arbiters of thee, cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do take us each now to our respective homes and destinations in peace and safety. And remember each in the pathway of life, in hopes to fall into thy hands, and so we would. Commit all into thy hands, each one, into thy kind care and keeping. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.